Welcome to Zichud Daf Sim Man Mem Rav Ram Goldar and Tirmas Sechus Menachos Daf Nun Vav, the fifth parak Kol Menachos Bo'os Matzah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that one is chai for processing a mincha, which is chametz for every step of the baking process. Rav Papa says, afa lo kishtayim. If he baked it leavened, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for its shaping and one for its baking, despite not having performed the shaping itself, because the baking completes the shaping process. The Gemara objects that the Braisa on the previous daf said, one is chai for baking bifnei atzma, by itself, indicating that there's only one set of malkas for the baking act. It answers where Papa's discussing a case, the Arachuva Afahu, where he shaped it and he also baked it. Since he's already liable for the primary act of shaping, the baking act only obligates him in one set of malkas for baking, but not for shaping. The Bryce's case, the Archav Rebbe Yahivla Ba'afa, where his friend shaped it and gave it to him, and then he baked it. Point number two, Bryce states, Bechor She'achuz Hodam, if a firstborn animal was seized by an excess of blood, Rabbi Meir says, Mekizin Oso Sadam, we may let its blood, but Makum She'en Osim Bamum, in a place which will not cause a blemish in it because it will heal, but not where it will cause a mum, meaning the eye or ear, which will not heal. The Chamis say one may even let blood in a place which will cause a mum, because they permit inflicting a second mum on a bal mum, such as the sick animal. Ubilvad shul yishchod also mum, provided that he doesn't shech the animal for personal consumption on the basis of that blemish. Rather, he must wait for an additional mum to develop before shechting it. Rabbi Shimon says that it can even be shechted on the basis of the mum inflicted by bloodletting. Rashi explains this is because Rabbi Shimon permits davar shein miskaven, an unintentional act resulting as a byproduct of a different act. Rabbi Yehuda takes the most stringent position. Afil meis ein makizin lo sadam, even if it will die, if left untreated, we may not let its blood, even without creating mum, lest one come to let its blood where it will create a mum. And point number three, although Tanaim argue about inflicting a mum on a carbon, which is already a bal mum, Rabbi Yochanan said that all agree that mechametz achar mechametz, one who processed 11 mincha after someone already processed this 11 mincha, is liable. Similarly, all agree that mesaris achar mesaris, one who castrates an animal after someone already castrated it, is liable based on psukim about each respective prohibition. The Tanaim argues specifically about matal mum bebal mum, inflicting a blemish on an already blemished animal. Rabbi Meir holds that the pasuk kol mum lo yeh bo, that there should not be any blemish in it, teaches to include this case. But the Rabban say that the pasuk tamim yeh razon, it shall be unblemished to find favor, implies that if it's already blemished, there's no prohibition to blemish it further. Rabbi Meir darshins tamim yeh razon to permit inflicting a blemish in psuli hamukdashim u'achim pinyonim, disqualified karbanas after the redemption, which are permitted in consumption, but remain forbidden in work and shearing. The Rabban darshan kol mum lo yeh bo to prohibit even causing something else to harm the animal. For example, placing dough on the animal's ear so a dog will snatch it and harm the animal. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah on the previous daf taught that one is chai for processing a mincha, which is chametz, for every step of the baking process. Rav Papa says, afa lo kishtayim. If he baked it leavened, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for its shaping and one for its baking, despite not having performed the shaping itself, because the baking completes the shaping process. The Gemara objects that the Braisa on the previous daf said, one is chai for baking bifnei atzma, by itself, indicating that there's only one set of malkas for the baking act. It answers where Papa's discussing a case, the Arachuva Afahu, where he shaped it and he also baked it. Since he's already liable for the primary act of shaping, the baking act only obligates him in one set of malkas for baking, but not for shaping. The Bryce's case, the Arachav Rebbe Yahivla Ba'afa, where his friend shaped it and gave it to him, and then he baked it. Point number two, Bryce states, Bechor She'achuz Hodam, if a firstborn animal was seized by an excess of blood, Rabbi Meir says, Mekizin Oso Sadam, we may let its blood, but Makum She'en Osim Bamum, in a place which will not cause a blemish in it because it will heal, but not where it will cause a mum, meaning the eye or ear, which will not heal. The Chamis say one may even let blood in a place which will cause a mum, because they permit inflicting a second mum on a bal mum, such as the sick animal. Ubilvad shul yishchod Oso Mum, provided that he doesn't shech the animal for personal consumption on the basis of that blemish. Rather, he must wait for an additional mum to develop before shechting it. Rabbi Shimon says that it can even be shechted on the basis of the mum inflicted by bloodletting. Rashi explains this is because Rabbi Shimon permits davar shein miskaven, an unintentional act resulting as a byproduct of a different act. Rabbi Yehuda takes the most stringent position. Even if it will die, if left untreated, we may not let its blood, even without creating mum, lest one come to let its blood, where it will create a mum. And point number three, although Tanaim argue about inflicting a mum on a carbon, which is already a bal mum, Rav Yochanan said that all agree that mechametz achar mechametz, one who processed 11 mincha after someone already processed this 11 mincha, is liable. Similarly, all agree that mesaris achar mesaris, one who castrates an animal after someone already castrated it, is liable based on psukim about each respective prohibition. The Tanaim argues specifically about matal mum bebal mum, inflicting a blemish on an already blemished animal. Rabbi Meir holds that the pasuk kol mum lo yeh bo, that there should not be any blemish in it, teaches to include this case. But the Rabban say that the pasuk tamim yeh razon, it shall be unblemished to find favor, implies that if it's already blemished, there's no prohibition to blemish it further. Rabbi Meir darshins tamim yeh razon to permit inflicting a blemish in psuli hamukdashim u'achar pinyonim, disqualified karbanas after the redemption, which are permitted in consumption, but remain forbidden in work and shearing. The Rabban darshan kol mum lo yeh bo to prohibit even causing something else to harm the animal. For example, placing dough on the animal's ear so a dog will snatch it and harm the animal. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun vav, and this siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as from Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that nun vav is a shusher in shul going nu 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 nu. So here goes. The shusher who said nu nu to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear. Since he held one can be matal mum bebal mum, unlike the cases of mechametz achar mechametz or mesaris achar mesaris, which everyone agrees are chayiv. Once again, it's a motion. The shusher who said nu nu, shusher going nu nu, that must be round off nun vav. Nu nu. The shushu said nu nu to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, which reminds us the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that one is chai for processing a mincha, which is chametz, for every step of the baking process. Rav Papa says, afa lo kushtaim, if he baked it leavened, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for its shaping and one for its baking, despite not having performed the shaping itself, because the baking completes the shaping process. So the shushu said nu nu to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear, which reminds us, a braisa states, bechor she'achos adam, if a bechor was seized by an excess of blood, Rav Meir says, mekizin oso es adam, we may let its blood, but makum shein osin bo mum, in a place which will not cause a blemish in it because it will heal, but not where it will cause a mum, for example, the eye or ear, which will not heal. The Chachamim say one may even let blood in a place which will cause a mum because they permit inflicting a second mum on a bal mum, such as this sick animal. Ubavad shul yishchod o oso mum, provided that he doesn't shecht the animal for personal consumption on the basis of that mum. Rather, he must wait for an additional mum to develop before shechting it. Two more opinions are brought. So the shushu said, nu nu, to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear. Since he held one can be matal mum b'mal mum, unlike the cases of mechametz achar mechametz and mesaris achar mesaris, which everyone agrees, Archayim, which reminds us, although Tanaim argue about inflicting a mum on a carbon, which is already a bal mum, Rav Yochanan said that all agree that mechametz achar mechametz, one who processed 11 mincha after someone else already processed this 11 mincha, is chayiv. Similarly, all agree that mesaris achar mesaris, one who castrates an animal after someone else already castrated, is chayiv based on psukim about each respective prohibition. The Tanaim argues specifically about matal mum bebal mum, inflicting a blemish on an already blemished animal. So once again, the shushu said nu nu to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear. Since he held one can be matal mum bebal mum, unlike the cases of mechametz achar mechametz and mesaris achar mesaris, which everyone agrees are chayiv. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Nun Beis, so the symbol for Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more on Daf Nun Beis. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a fully sworn for the Minchas Chavitim was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a fully sworn is brought from the morning Chavitim without a Kohen Gadol, is another brought Bein Arbayim? So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a fully sworn for the Minchas Chavitim was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan asks, if the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, which requires a fully sworn to be brought in the morning and Bein Arbayim, are the Levona and Shemen doubled as well? Or perhaps we only doubled that which the Torah taught to double? The Gemara concludes that they are not doubled. So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a fully sworn for the Minchas Chavitim was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, while his friend was busy adding sourdough to a mincha of chametz. Which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Kol menachos ba'os matzah, all menachos are brought as matzah, chutz mechametz shebatod u'shtei alechem she'en ba'os chametz, except for the 11 bread of the Toda, meaning 10 of its 40 loaves, and the 2 loaves brought in shvuos, which are brought as chametz. Tanaim discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince? That must be Moran Duff. Nun Gimel. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us, where we prayed, who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos who first made his name known to the world. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince, who told a scholar who is a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, which reminds us, the Gemara tells of the incident where Kosh Baruch Hu found Avram in the base of Migdash during the Churban, and how Avram Avinu attempted to defend the Jewish people. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince, who told a scholar who is a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, and showed off the olive tree he had planted in his chamber with the leaves that never fall out, which is like Kol Yisrael, which will never be nullified. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Laman nimshul Yisrael lazayis. Why is Yisrael compared to an olive tree? It's to tell you, mazayis ain't olive notion, just as the olive tree, its leaves do not fall out. Neither in the summer nor in the winter. Av Yisrael ain't lehem betila olamis. So to Yisrael, they never will be nullified. Neither in this world nor in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan explained the comparison differently. Daf Nun Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Nun Dalad is noodles. So here goes. The noodle chef. Noodle chef. That must be on Daf Nun Dalad. The noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour from Minchas Chota to make the kamitza easier, which reminds us, Rabbi Yelah said, Enocha al kasha le kamitza yosem minchas chota. You have no mincha which is more difficult to perform kamitza than the sinner's mincha, because no oil is added and some of the dry flour will likely fall away when the kohen brushes the kometz. The Gemara brings a malchut because if one may add water to make it a bit easier. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeya and swelled back to a kabeya, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses meat which shrank to less than a kabeya and then swelled back to a kabeya regarding tumah. The Gemara brings a machlokas whether or not yesh dichui be'isura, whether there is a concept of rejection regarding laws of prohibition, such as tumah, meaning once it's disqualified from tumah, it remains disqualified. However, a Mishnah proves that there is no dichui for isur. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeya, and then swelled back to a kabeya, with a dessert of dried figs of Meisah, the Trumas Meisah was taken, using fresh figs by number, by Nyafa, which reminds us, Gemara discusses separating Meisah from Te'anim for Grogros, and vice versa, and whether it's done by number or volume. Daf Nun Hei, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55. Speed limit sign of 55? That must be on Daf Nun Hei. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meisah, fresh figs, for dried figs, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses separating Trumas Meisah from longer-lasting produce versus superior quality produce. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice a policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone who had a shiraim become chametz, which reminds us Reish Lakish provides a source that even shiraim may not be made chametz. The pasuk says, Lo sefer chametz chelkam, it shall not be baked leavened, their portion. These words are darshan to be read together, teaching, Afil chelkam lo sefer chametz. Even their portion, referring to the Kohanim's portion, may not be baked leavened. The Gemara clarifies that it is the superfluous word chelkam which teaches this drasha. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice the policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone, who had a shiraim become chametz, and zapped another one three separate times for kneading, shaping, and baking a mincha, that was chametz, which reminds us, the mission concludes, V'chai v'al rishasa v'al richasa v'al fiyasa. One is chai for preparing a mincha as chametz for its kneading, its shaping, or its baking. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi? That's on daf? None. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only shows gratitude to the avos? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do Malkok is about Matomum Bibalmum? That's on daf? Nun Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss separating Trumas Meiser from Te'ani for Grogros and the question of whether we separate from longer lasting produce versus superior quality produce? That's on daf? Nun Hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn why Klal Yisrael is compared to Azayas? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we makok about the order of baking and frying the chaviti kohen gadol? That's on daf? Nun. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have four opinions regarding letting blood of a bechor animal to heal it? That's on daf? Nun Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a question when a full isaron is brought for the morning chavitin without a kohen gadol? Is another brought bein or bayim? That's on daf? Nun Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn that according to Rav Papa, one baked a mincha leavened, he incurs two sets of malchus, one for its shaping and one for its baking. That's on daf? Nun Vav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss the chaviti kohen gadol where the kohen gadol died after the first half was brought and another kohen gadol was appointed that day? That's on daf? Nun. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.